Hello.
Hello there. Good afternoon. My name is Lulu. I was looking to speak with the owner of Diamond in the Rough Services.
Yes, ma'am. Give me a second.
I'm sorry?
Yes, he's the owner.
Hi there.
Hi.
The reason why I was reaching out to you guys, my name is Lulu, and the company is Local Splash, and what we are here is a premier Google channel partner, a data service provider. We had a position become available on the first page of Google for your services there, so I wanted to speak with you guys about that. Are you familiar with the first page of Google, the local map by chance?
I'm not. My brother had mentioned it to me. He said, why don't you guys get in contact with Google and work on getting your services on, you know what I mean, when people Google, you come up. And I thought, okay, I'm going to do that, but I had no idea how to do that.
Well, that's what we do. That's funny that I called. You're the second person today. Isn't that something? Wow, that's pretty awesome. So, it's, you know, the very first page of Google. So the local map, I'll explain it to you. The local map section, I'm going to give you an example, okay? Mm-hmm. So the example would be, let's say, for instance, you're looking for best Mexican restaurant near me. Okay.
Right.
On Google, on your phone, and a little map will pop up. And then below that are two or three top recommended. Have you done
right.
that?
Right. Yep.
Or hair salon, nail salon, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
So that's how this would work for you guys. Anytime anybody's doing a search for any of the services you guys provide, okay, your company will pop up above your competitors just right below that local map where the position is available. And then from there, your clients will see everything about you, and they're going to call you directly. There won't be a third party involved at all whatsoever.
Yeah, because HomeAdvisor is killing me right now.
Bless their hearts. I really did.
I was just trying to get our name out there and get some steady work in. So we definitely did the HomeAdvisor thing. So we got pulled right on into that.
Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry you did that. Oh goodness. I know. You know, you're not alone. Believe me. Okay, hon.
Yeah.
You're not alone at all.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Boy, I've heard some pretty sad stories. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Now, how far are you guys traveling for new potential clients?
It depends on, I'd probably say a 50-mile radius is what we would do.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, we can do that. That's definitely
When it comes to really big jobs, we get, you know, we've been to Tennessee, Arkansas, Georgia, all over the place. So, we're in Elkhart, Indiana. So, and we definitely travel when it makes sense, you know?
Well,
if the money makes sense, we travel.
Oh, I know. I get it. I totally understand. Believe me, I do understand. I would too. Believe me, I would too. Now, are you guys doing strictly residential, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Okay. And
we do some businesses like drywall repair and stuff. They're just not, we do either, really. It just depends on the nature of the job, whether or not we're going to take on, you know, because some things you need bigger equipment for if it's, you know, an industrial type situation.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You're right. That is true. Yeah, you might get some big calls, but you know what? If you do, I mean, you could always respectfully move on.
Right, sure.
That's totally doable as well.
Yep, so we do either, really.
You what now, hon? I'm sorry?
Yeah, we would do residential or business. It just depends on their need. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Now, as far as your business, how long have you been in business, actually? How long have you owned it?
So we've been in business for like 6 years, but we were subcontracted under somebody else for quite some time and just recently kind of branched off on our own. But the trade that we've been in, we've been doing consecutively for 6 years now.
Wow. That's awesome. Do you have workers out there as well?
We do have a couple. It's kind of a hit and miss because a lot of times, like, if we travel a lot, or we work, but we're trying to stay a little more closer to home now. Especially my, I'm pregnant, so I'm getting, I'm coming due here soon. Yeah,
oh
but,
my gosh. Oh my gosh, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Oh
yeah,
my
so,
goodness.
We usually kind of contract depending on the area that we're in, when it comes to workers. So, we do have workers, otherwise, you know, it's us, but me and my husband, we're kind of like a power team, so. We do some things that most people don't see us do.
Oh, my goodness. When is the baby due?
In September, beginning of September.
A girl or boy?
A boy. This is boy. This is boy. Baby boy number 7 and child
what?
Number 10. Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes,
oh, my goodness sake. Wow,
yes,
that's beautiful.
Ma'am.
That
well,
is absolutely beautiful. I am so happy for you.
Aw, thanks.
I really am. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. Do you? Let me ask you, do you have a website out there by chance?
We just, right now, we're just through Home Advisor and Angie. We've built a webpage off of them. Otherwise, you know, we just have our local business card and email pretty much
yeah.
right now. Like I said, we just started branching out kind of on our own. So,
okay.
We do have a Instagram page.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know what? I want to do something a little special for you. What I did was I put in for a new in business rate for you. Number one.
Okay.
And then I put in, for something else that's going to be a surprise. So what is your first name? I'm going to get my director to help me out here.
Okay. Alicia, A-L-I-C-I-A.
Okay. Alicia, this position is exclusive as well. We won't work with your competitors. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Hang on just a second. Let me grab Dan. He's going to hop on with us. Oh my goodness. It's so hot.
It is.
It
is miserable.
Whew, God.
Hello, thank you for holding. Am I...